Don't blow your bonus. 5 better uses that'll move you closer to your dreams. Salem Yatti, Consumer Financial Education Specialist at Momentum Group Foundation. It's the moment you've been waiting for all year. Your bonus has finally hit your account. While Mr. SaaS has already devoured some of it, you're eager to hit the mall and share the rest with Muz Retail, boosting your key December aura points with a new fit or two. But before you join the masses partaking in this season's conspicuous consumerism, pause a minute, suggests Salem Yatti, Consumer Financial Education Specialist at Momentum Group Foundation. There are ways you can maximize a cash windfall, like a bonus or 13th check, that will move you closer to your financial dreams, instead of spending it all in one go on something that won't have any future financial benefit, she says. As an example, let's say you get a ₹10,000 bonus. Nyati suggests 5 better ways to spend it that will pay off in the long run. 1. Use it to crush high interest debt. Before you treat yourself, consider that the quickest return you'll ever get on money is by paying off expensive debt. Many South Africans are paying interest rates of 19-22.5% on credit cards, meaning every rand you put toward that balance works as a guaranteed, risk-free return. Say you have a ₹20,000 credit card balance at 20% interest. Using ₹10,000 of your bonus to reduce it instantly cuts your future interest bill by roughly ₹3,000-3,500, and shortens your repayment period by months. A bonus can fast-forward your debt-free journey more than you realize, buying you financial breathing room, says Nyati. 2. Turn it into future wealth through investing. If you're already on top of your debt, Nyati suggests giving your bonus a job that benefits future you. A once-off investment, even a small one, can grow significantly thanks to the power of compound interest, which is where your interest earns interest. Putting ₹10,000 into an investment earning a modest 10% return turns into ₹16,105 in 5 years, ₹25,937 in 10, and ₹41,772 in 15. That's the power of compounding. A single lump sum can become part of your deposit for a home, a vacation, or your own safety net. The key is starting. 3. Build an emergency fund, the cushion you didn't know you needed. Nyati points out that most South Africans cannot cover an emergency without borrowing, and this is how people fall into debt cycles. Using your bonus to start or boost an emergency fund gives you a buffer. If you put ₹10,000 into a high-interest savings account earning around 5%, it grows to ₹10,500 after a year and ₹11,576 after 3. But the real value isn't the interest, it's knowing that when a tire bursts or a geyser leaks, you aren't forced into high-interest debt. An emergency fund is financial self-care. It protects your future income. 4. Invest in your earning power. One of the most overlooked uses of a bonus is using it to boost your ability to earn more. A ₹10,000 course or accreditation, whether in project management, digital skills or a trade, can unlock promotions or allow you to earn more through freelance or side hustle work. Even a modest salary increase of ₹1,000 per month becomes ₹12,000 extra per year, effectively giving you a 120% return on your bonus. Just like with money, skills compound. When you invest in yourself, the payoff follows you for life, says Nyati. 5. Split it wisely so you can enjoy the holidays and build your future. Not every rand of your bonus has to go into something serious, and Nyati is the first to say that guilt-free enjoyment has its place. A simple way to balance fun with financial progress is to divide your bonus using a 50-30-20 approach. Put 50% towards something that strengthens your financial position, whether that's paying off debt or investing. Allocate 30% to upcoming essentials like back-to-work expenses or annual costs that always seem to appear at the worst time. And keep 20% for pure key December. Joy, the outfit, the dinner, the weekend away. It's a practical way to enjoy the moment without derailing your longer-term goals. You can celebrate today and set up for tomorrow. It doesn't have to be one or the other, she concludes. These examples are used for illustrative purposes only. Real returns will vary and depend on things like fees, tax, inflation, and your personal circumstances. Ends. Ed's note. Catch Salem's recent episode of Industry Insights on EBNet. Stream here. Author at Salem Nyati, Momentum Group plus posts bio at Salem Nyati, Momentum Group hash Malongui dash disabled dash link drawing the line. How women can set healthy financial boundaries share on your socials.